This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I stand in line for a will. There's always room in life for this.
All right, he's got the Polish immigrant who lives in Calgary and has a church, small church that got raided. He stood up to him. He's got that pastor on. Stu Peters is about to take over right now, but he's a former bounty hunter, one of the most important jobs, really, in, you know, enforcing law and order in this country. It goes back to British common law. But I wanted to ask him, so I was thinking we ought to get Stu Peters to come to Texas and go with us to the border, because I was only there 2 days. Owen was there 3 days. And people are like, how are you getting this footage? Well, why is this camera rolling? Because we're a camera crew. Literally, I have hours of footage we haven't even put out yet of, like, the most insane stuff that I know is incredibly dangerous. So I want to make sure we put it out accurately of men going, I want her and her and her. And, like, our crew's like, what are you doing? Like, well, they're here. I'm here to get women. It's like this. I don't know how to explain it. The arrogance of how they're all acting like it's totally normal, and it's all illegal, it's all violates federal law, there's no executive order, that would be overturned by the courts, and I'm just watching human smuggling, and kids not even checked, no court hearings, no nothing, the governor says it's sex trafficking, I'm interviewing eyewitnesses that saw kids being raped by these NGOs that are brought in, the Border Patrol, the FBI waived background checks on them, this woman has MS-13 tats, we check with the with the state police, they go, yeah, that's a particular MS-13 tat with a baby handing it off into a freaking air pinch. Excuse me, Lord. So just briefly, Stu, what do you make of this? I mean, this is the most lawless collapse I've ever seen.
100% intentional. Absolutely 100% intentional. It's part of the big distraction away from the talks that are happening behind our backs, but yet somewhat seemingly right in the wide open about the gun grab and the silencing. You know, you look at these people from big tech people, these Twitter people and Zuckerberg, you know, up here testifying. It's no secret that this is a distraction away from that. This is a part of making Trump supporters still continue to look bad. We're all racist if we have anything to say about illegal immigration. They're hiding the gun grab. They're intentionally inserting these people. And I'm going to talk about some of this upcoming before the pastor is on, and then again maybe with the pastor, because this guy actually left communism. This guy has witnessed this firsthand. You know, you and I are, we have the luxury of being American-born United States.
I was
States
saying citizens. That before you came on 3 minutes ago. We have no idea how good we've got it.
Absolutely. And so even the illusion of freedom for these people that are coming from all over the world, just because they're entering from the porous border on the south, the wide open green lighted Biden border down there, you know, that doesn't mean that they're from South America, from Latin America, from Central America. These people are Yemenis terrorists. They're Syrian nationals. They're not idiots. You know, look at the Japanese military command staff before Pearl Harbor. What did they say? We can't take them by land. They have too many guns there. We can't take them by sea. We can't jump off of boats and go take these people because there's 300 million guns here. We have to take them by air. And then, boom, Pearl Harbor. Well, when Biden and these progressive radicals, these cabalists, these roundtable globalists are looking to topple an entire political system, they know that just straight out coming for our guns is not going to work. They have to find other means. So this is like the systematic kidnapping is what I would kind of compare it to. And I had this epiphany last night as I was thinking about, what do you do with somebody when you're going to kidnap them? Well, you have to disorient them. You have to blindfold them. You have to gag them. You have to lead them away from what's
exactly. Everything is about destabilizing us, putting us into a wonderland.
Yeah. And so this is a part of it. And if you can introduce this immediate chaos onto the streets, these people are coming here with these Biden shirts, but they're gangbangers. They're drug dealers. They are human smuggling, child trafficking, pedophiles, rapists, murderers, killers. These people are sent to these cities on purpose to instigate more of this violence for part of this shock and awe factor. It's almost like a home invasion happening to us right through our back door.
Wow, you said it, Stu Peters, redvoicemedia.com. I'm Alex Jones, and tomorrow, 4 p.m., we're going to air the special report. I'm going to shoot it tomorrow, then air it then, on the latest on the SPARS report, huge intel there, and the unseen footage that we're going to air tomorrow of basically an auction of women taking place. This is incredible. Only you can magnify this info. I know you will. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Another word, another time, in the age of wonder.
You know, everything that we were just talking about, the guns grab, it's on, it's mandatory confiscation, it's coming, you'll be jailed if you don't give up your guns, there's just no two ways about it. I'm not going to sugarcoat this message because it's urgency. The Second Amendment is clearly under attack as the distractions continue, like illegal immigration, like the smuggling, in an attempt to divert your focus away from these seemingly secret hearings that are taking place. If you haven't been paying attention, a lot of us are busy. It's hard. Folks, don't just look at Biden and the Democrats, because the liberal agenda has now graduated into a full-blown totalitarian takeover and the toppling of our entire political system. They've shut everyone up already. So we don't have time to dissect it all because we've done that. We've been over it. You're not ignorant people. As Alex says, you're here. You're part of the resistance. You're part of the informed. You're the targets. We are the enemy because we embrace freedom. We are to be destroyed because of our love of country. By any means necessary, we're to be silenced, divided, disarmed, and crushed. And this isn't a new plan. This has been in the works for decades as unsuspecting Americans went about their daily business. Listen, I'm not a torch carrier for every single thing Donald Trump. He's not the answer to all of this. He's one man. But he's the main factor in the equation that got us here, which is what we can't forget. The light that has now been shined on these cockroaches that have been working in the dark for so long was illuminated by the Trump presidency. He carried that light. He flipped that switch, and now we're all standing here in this room, in this space, looking at what most of us have never even seen before. Imagine, like I alluded to, being kidnapped, tied up, gagged, blindfolded, thrown into a trunk of a vehicle, into a dark semi-hauler trailer, transported to an unknown location, carried into an unfamiliar environment, spun around, flipped upside down, disoriented, and just stashed away, put away for a decade. You've been forgotten about now as everyone has moved on and gotten used to life without you. You don't make an everyday impact on anything because you're gone. So imagine this, that people have become used to you, your absence, and you just simply can't make a difference because you don't exist. You've been discarded, dispensed, buried for all intents and purposes. You're dead. That's exactly what these globalists have done to our entire population. All of us are really one kidnapping victim. We've all been discarded. We've all become absent. They've gotten us all out of their way, forgotten about us, made us irrelevant, and we don't impact the plan because we've been incapacitated and removed so that we could never be a threat to their progress until now. The light is on, and we're all in this room together now. If we remember the kidnapping, we have a foggy recollection of what led up to this, right? We got a good look at the suspects. We've been able to identify most of them, but it's still unclear really who's behind all of it. Who told them to come and grab us? We can make assumptions. We can theorize because we know what they want. They want us gone forever, right? That was the plan. We forgot about. So we know that, but who is they? We know that they're an enemy. We know they most likely have a great deal of money. They have power. They have control. They have all of these things. We know that they have a global influence, and the only way to accomplish that is to make it worthwhile to the kidnappers, because those are the ones risking it all if they're exposed. Is it just money? Is there bribery involved? We talk about the Rothschilds. We throw around the Soros name because those people haven't tried to hide their malicious intent. So we can assume that that's them, that they're a part of this. We can assume that they are hands-on in all of this. But can we assume that they're stupid? Are they really that stupid? Are they reckless? Have they gotten themselves in a position? I think not. Or are they just bold and confident, more likely? Does it end with these people, or are those that we thought to be the big fish actually subservient to an even higher power? We're people of faith. If you're here, more than likely, you're not a phony. If you really trust the word of God and truly believe in the gospel as the ultimate truth, then you know that all lies will be revealed. So we have to go with that. As frustrating as it is not knowing his plan, we have no other choice because only he knows what the future is. So right now we have to deal with what we know. Right now we have to work with what he's given us, the tools on our belt. The knowledge that we have is the only firepower that we have in our weapons. It's the only ammunition that we have. And that power is greater than anything that our enemy could ever bring to us. And we'll get into more of those facts in just a little bit. We're going to be talking to that Polish immigrant. He's a pastor. He's now in Calgary, Canada. He forced those people out. It's a viral video. Most of you have seen it. But illegal immigration, as we were talking about before we came in here, these migrants, is not really about the migrants. And we know that. This isn't about people making their way into the United States so that they can seek asylum or escape oppression or real racism and evil. There is some of that. And those people come through the front door. They're good intended people that want a better life. The majority, if not all of them, are law abiding people that scrupulously adhere to the letter of the law, but they're looking for a better life. They know that the United States is this beacon of light that shines on the world, and they want to pursue that American dream that they've all heard about. They've been the victims of communism. They've lived in fear. They've risked it all to flee and be here. Now, a small amount of them were in emergent situations, and I get that. I understand they packed up their belongings, they jumped aboard a plane, they climbed into a raft, they crawled into a canoe, they snuck into some shipping container, they paid a smuggler, they did whatever it took, but somehow they made it the journey here in a moment of desperation, and now they have arrived. These aren't the people that we're concerned about, and we all recognize that. This fake president and the radicals that manipulate him, the ones that are working while he's sleeping the day away, they're hard at work. They're encouraging this lawless, criminal, violent MS-13 gangbanger infiltration, these drug smugglers, these rapists, these killers, these terrorists from around the world to make their way into the country as part of the continued plan for division, confusion, disorientation. It's all needed for a successful kidnapping. So then you get in this fight or flight moment that you can't get out of without a physical altercation. Imagine yourself at home sitting down to watch a documentary or preparing the family. You've popped some popcorn and you're going to sit down for a movie. It's movie night at your household. Something you've been planning, anything. Giving your undivided attention to something for a period of time. You set aside the time to perform a task, accomplish a goal, finish a project, install a light fixture, build something with your kid, sit down, finish a book. I don't know, whatever it is. And all of a sudden, the back door is kicked open. Boom. Your home is being invaded. You're under attack. There's not a reasonable likelihood at that moment that your attacker is going to allow you the time to just finish up your movie and put the kids to bed before he launches his assault. It's ridiculous. He's not going to recognize that he might have come at a bad time and reschedule according to your calendar. The point is that there's no way that you cannot be pulled from your planned path, because you have to deal with the unexpected emergency that you're faced with. It's similar to being out for happy hour with the wife, and all of a sudden approaching your table is the drunken idiot that calls your wife a whore and pokes you in the chest with his finger. Come on, dude. Well, this is a situation that would lead to an immediate altercation, or at least it should. So what does this mean? Why is this important? Well, these people are distracting you with business closures, social distance mandates, masking requirements. The kids are home from school, the essential worker this, and super spreader that. Well, mass shootings are breaking out across the country at an extremely convenient time that supports this progressive anti-gun narrative and confiscation grabbing that they're planning on doing. While every American citizen is losing everything that they've ever worked for, tens of thousands of COVID-infected, untested, unvetted criminal aliens being handed money and airline tickets to settle wherever they want to go at the expense of who? You and me. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is actually torturing Trump supporters, and this isn't a hyperbolic statement. You may have seen it at redvoicemedia.com. Dinesh D'Souza was talking about this as well. Actual solitary confinement for anyone that was prosecuted by the Biden feds as a result of their mere presence on January 6th. This is real, and it's happening. Now, I've talked about some of this on Patriotically Correct, and hopefully you've seen the interviews with actual journalists. If you haven't, please go watch. But these are freelance journalists that were simply there documenting, not participating in violence, not inciting riots, not encouraging destruction of property, not impeding anything. No fires were set, no weapons, no assaultive behavior. One of them, Sean, he had court this morning after being forced to turn himself in last week, a journalist. None of this is what you hear about on the major broadcast networks, the cable news media outlets, and that's because these people are part of the plan. They may want to report real news, they may even feel like they are, but those above them, those dictating the narratives, are part of the kidnapping. We're going to talk to that pastor from Calgary. He's a Polish immigrant. He saw communism for what it really is, and he's up next.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Screen there, that's that special report live at 4 p.m. Constitutional crisis, indisputable evidence of widespread deep judicial corruption. That'll be exclusively at redvoicemedia.com. Alex Jones said that he's going to also simultaneously make it available for all of you here. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Stu Peters of redvoicemedia.com. We all saw the viral video of a Canadian pastor that refused to buckle under the pressure of intimidation as some sort of government official tried to make her way into Artur Pavlovsky's church, accompanied by the presence of these cops here that you see, as a means to gain compliance from a free man who took a stand for the rights of himself and his congregation. Pavlovsky stood between the new-aged brown shirts here and demanded that they leave. He wouldn't back down. The officers didn't have a warrant to make entry, and they reluctantly left after the pastor would not allow their admittance according to his rights that are provided to him in Canada as they were acting outside the law. Artur joins us now. Pastor, thanks a lot for being here. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me in.
Of course. I first want to commend you for knowing your rights, for standing up to your rights and not cowering in the face of that intimidation. It looked like a Gestapo-style raid on your church there, and it was during one of the most celebrated times during Passover. Unprecedented. Right. Did you know that they would be coming?
No, they didn't tell me that they're coming. That's why I was literally shaken. I was disturbed deeply. When I saw them entering the sanctuary, I just ran. I grabbed my telephone and I said to myself, I have to record what they're doing. I mean, this is insanity. This is crazy. This is illegal, actually. They came to enforce a mask bylaw, which is $100 infraction, and they have broken two criminal codes punishable with 5 years in jail. I mean, that's a total insanity.
So the back of her shirt there says environmental health. Is she some sort of a governmental authority? Does she have the authority to come in here and just make entry like that? I mean, why were they there?
No, she has absolutely no authority to do that. And so the police officers and the peace officers, they had no right to enter. We are protected by our Constitution. Charter of Rights and Freedoms is giving us the authority to have our sanctuary, church. Church is a holy place, and they have no right to enter unless they have a warrant. I told them politely first, please go. They would not move. So everything was intensifying. And I just kept saying, get out, get out. She wanted to talk to me. I'm not interested to talk to people that are openly breaking the law. I mean, that's insanity. As you know, I grew up under communist dictatorship behind the Iron Curtain. And I've seen with my eyes exactly what those officers were doing at my church, a total disregard to the law, just coming just because they can, just because they have a gun, lawlessness, just coming in because they have the power.
I get into all the reasons why it's so important where you come from, because this is not – this is, look, you're on here. You've been on a lot of these major broadcast networks. The headlines have been all over the place, and this is one of these things that's going to make the news cycle. You're going to see it today. You're going to go, oh, wow, what a great guy, and that's a great pastor, and then it's going to be gone tomorrow. You're never going to see it again. But this story has got to stick around for a long time, not because of what happened on this day at your church, but because of what has happened previously and what's about to happen tomorrow. Just a couple more questions about this incident in particular, Pastor. Have they been there before? Have the cops and this woman been to your church before?
They came before, but they came and they stayed outside of the church. I've told them you're not allowed to enter. You have no right to enter. So they came to the parking lot. Once they blocked our parking lot, preventing our parishioners from coming to the church, it took us almost an hour to clean to clean the driveway. Of course, that was illegal as well. But this was the first time that they dared to come inside, even though they were told multiple times through different means, you're not allowed to do that. I'll press charges if you do. That's a criminal offense. Don't do it. Don't do it. And yet they did it anyway.
Is there a service going on right now as we're looking at them here? They're inside. Do you have a congregation here at this point?
Yeah, some of the congregation, not everyone was here. Choir was starting, prayer group was starting. So they were all disrupted. One lady was shaken for 3 hours after the service. She says, "I'm completely shaken by what I saw." The audacity of those people, the total disregard to our rights. They walked like into a restaurant thinking nothing. Even historically speaking, the knights during the Middle Ages, they had to leave their swords outside. They were not allowed to come to the temple. They were not allowed to come to the cathedral, to the church. They would leave their swords outside. But those people just don't care anymore. I mean, it's total lawlessness. And I grew up in a country that had such a total lawlessness that those people could do whatever they want. They could break the door at your house 5 in the morning, arrest you, beat you, torture you, throw you in jail, and the judges would not support you because the judges were corrupted as well. It was the party line. Constitution didn't matter. As you know, Poland was the second country on the planet Earth just after the United States of America that implemented Constitution. We are one of the few countries that elected king. So for Polish people, freedom is very important. It's very dear to us. But during communism, they didn't care about our rights. They didn't care about the Constitution. Everyone was breaking the law. 50,000 communists were ruling over 36 million Poles.
So this video here was taken during Passover. This was a week ago or so. And you pushed them out. Since then, have they come back?
They didn't come back, and they didn't contact me at all. I have a few friends in the police, so I talked to them, and they said it's a gong show. They get hundreds of thousands of phone calls right now, and they actually redirect the phone call to another detachment. They are not answering. They're not making any comments. The mayor is not making any comments. They completely closed the doors. They didn't contact me. They didn't apologize to me. They made a little lame statement the day after, saying, oh, they were just doing their job pretty much, and they wanted to make sure that it's going to be done peacefully. It's like I have a record of violence. You know, I'm doing this for 22 years. I'm feeding the homeless people in the name of Jesus Christ on the streets. I have never, ever attacked anyone. I have no criminal record, and they know it. This is just pure intimidation, pure harassment. It's forceful submission. They want you to submit or else.
You have almost $1 million in fines that you are looking at, that you are facing for so-called COVID violations. Almost $1 million. It's unprecedented. I mean, folks, this harassment that's been happening here, the pastor who says that they told him that they were just doing their job is exactly right. What job is it that they're actually doing? This is what we have to pay attention to. Look at this. Look at all of these. Every one of these things here that he's holding up here is a fine or an infraction totaling nearly $1 million as they came in here in a Gestapo style raid. What has been the reaction in about 20 seconds here? What's been the reaction of your parishioners, of your congregation?
Well, operations are standing strong. They say it doesn't matter what the government will do. We're coming to the service. We will not back away. The response from the public, though, unbelievable. Americans, I have tens of thousands of phone calls and emails. Unbelievable support. You know, like people are saying,
good.
We were waiting for a spark.
They have set up a whole new division over there at that police department, too, to deal with all of this. I hope that they do, and I hope that the people continue to call. We're going to be back with the pastor. Stick around with me, because we're going to talk about something really important right after this.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working in the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Eastern, immediately following this broadcast, a constitutional crisis. If Governor Ron DeSantis is listening in Florida, he's going to be made aware of a complete judiciary overhaul that is required in that state. So back with the pastor, when we're discussing trigger words, pastor, like communism and fascism, when we're talking about takeovers and gulags or genocide, concentration camps and things like that, these ideas are no longer fringe. These aren't conspiracy theories, and it's not some radio host just saying some shocking words for the sake of likes and clicks and followers, retweets and echoes and upvotes. You've come from this place, and I think that you have an actual warning for Americans and for people in Canada right now. Do we have all of the telltale signs of a totalitarian toppling of our entire political system going on right before our eyes?
Sir, communism is not coming. Communism is already here. We see it left and right. And this is not just idle threat. I mean, growing up behind the Iron Curtain, I can smell it, I can see it, and the tactics are identical. The takeover of the mainstream media, the propaganda machinery of Adolf Hitler, Goebbels, communism, Pravda. I mean, I grew up under this, and I see it left and right. It's a scary thing. We have to unite. We have to stand up. We have to push this together while we still have that window of opportunity. This is no more a time that we can wait and, you know, watch everything from sitting on a fence. This is a time to jump, either left or right. You got to choose this day whom you're going to serve.
He was mentioned by General Michael Flynn, over the weekend in an emergency broadcast. They called it SPARS instead of SARS-CoV. I mean, this thing has been talked about. It's been predicted that they were going to use health and safety, that they were going to use fear. You look at somebody like Hitler, somebody like Stalin. These people loved these people before he then destroyed their people, his people, at both of them. So, I mean, are we seeing kind of a Stockholm syndrome here where people are falling in love with or the idea of trusting their captors, their kidnappers, as I kind of laid it out before you were on?
That's exactly what is happening. You know, somehow for the past 30, 40 years, 50 years, the indoctrination was so, so huge everywhere at our universities, by our politicians and mainstream media. So somehow people are dependent. They are dependent on the lie. They're dependent on the government officials. They think that the government officials are their saviors, and they walked away from the true savior, Jesus Christ. And now we are in this big, big trouble because history is teaching us that this does not end well. We gotta push this away.
And without a single shot being fired. We've talked about this ad nauseum, almost until you want to vomit, that this warning has been given. So when you see people, like, I know you're in Canada, but when you see us dealing with this in the United States of America, when you see this, this insurgence at the border, you realize that this is not due to a humanitarian crisis. It's because there's a crisis on the hands of the deep state here. They're being exposed. The kidnappers, if you will, are being identified, and those kidnappers that are being directed by whoever it is that's holding the money, the power, the influence, they're becoming informants. They're flipping on them because they can see that the end is nearing them. They're in panic mode, which is why you see people like Alex Jones being shut down and banned. It isn't because they believe that Alex Jones is a conspiracy theorist, but it's because it's important for them to make you think that. So now, as Alex often says, we're all here because we're part of the resistance, and later we'll talk about real destruction of the people like Alex and people like me. But we don't have, Pastor, time left to play games with these people, with this masking, with these business closures, with these distractions, do we?
No, we don't. We don't have at all. We don't have time. Right now, we have to stand up. Like I said, there is this window of opportunity to push this evil, because even they know that they cannot pull this off if they're going to wait for too long. That's why you got shutdowns, second wave, third wave, variant this, variant that. Even though the data is not proving or showing what they're saying is true, but they're pushing this agenda because they know that sooner or later people will wake up. Germans, many of them woke up, but it was too late. Dachau was already built. Auschwitz-Birkenau was already built, and they were on their way there because they waited for too long.
Now, then you're either not paying attention, or you're in that ignorant state of denial where you just don't want to believe that this stuff could possibly be true. You don't want to believe that Trump supporters are actually being tortured. This isn't hyperbole. They're actually being held in solitary confinement. Every single one of them that was arrested for just their mere presence at a rally, at a peaceful and patriotic rally, those were that were not participating, they could have been on the complete other side, Pastor, of the complex, not even inside of that building, and they're being rounded up, fervently sought out. Meanwhile, you have millions and millions of Americans that are being subjected to violence all summer long on the streets of our cities. We watched as anti-American political groups actually cemented shut doors of occupied police departments and lit fire to them, intending to burn police officers alive. These are people with families at home. And we're talking about a group of 80 million people that are being targeted, jailed, and tortured for political beliefs. We can't sit on our hands while millions of unknown people come waltzing into our house with malicious intent. And that's why I wanted your comment on what's going on at the border. I mean, you wouldn't stand for it in your church.
No. I mean, the message for all those people that are saying, let's not build the wall, let's not protect our borders, would you invite all of those people into your home? I mean, if that's the case, let's get all the homeless people into your house tomorrow and see how you feel. We have to protect our doors. We have to keep the doors locked because that's your privacy. That's your sanctuary. Your country should be well protected. But let me say something to you. Those are the same tactics that I witnessed from the stories of my grandparents about the Nazism. The same tactics I've seen when I was growing up behind the Iron Curtain. Destabilization of economics, elimination of anyone that dares to say anything contrary to the party line. We're seeing it. That's why those people are tortured. That's why they are being arrested, because they want to eliminate any dissent from the party line. They want to destroy America. Mark my words, I see it coming. They want to wipe you out. They want to enslave the population. And what's more shocking, they're doing it in front of your eyes. It's already started.
Those are some really shuddering words. It just makes you shiver to think about this actually happening. And the warning has been going out for such a long time from people who were labeled fringe, labeled conspiracy theorists, tinfoil hat-wearing, Donald Trump boot-licking ass-kissers. Excuse my French, Pastor, but that's what's been happening here. And people have actually been cast out of their social groups and walked away from for the political divide. So the polarization and the separation of people, not only being done in the physical nature by the so-called plandemic, as they tell us, no, you can't gather with your friends and your family members, these congregations have to be limited in size, and you can't worship God, but at the same time, you can go and burn down a police precinct or loot a business or hold people for ransom in their alleyways. They're not allowed. You can have an autonomous zone set up here with just pure lawlessness and chaos going on. What I wanted to ask you before we go here, and I know that you're busy and I got to get on to the next segment here before we go to break, but I wanted to ask you about the indoctrination of children behind the Iron Curtain. Did that start to take place as well? Because we're seeing a ton of that here with this critical race theory about how our children in the United States are being taught that if they're white, they're the devil. Did stuff like that take place as well with the indoctrination of the young, impressionable minds and ears?
Of course, you know, divide and conquer, divide and conquer. That's what's happening. Divide and conquer, you know, families, divide the families, isolate families. When I was growing up, I was told this famous words, Dedushka Stalin, in Russian language, that means Grandpa Stalin. We were told that he was the savior of the world, that he was the best thing that ever happened. Now we know 60 million people were murdered by this creature, and it's happening all over again. I mean, that's a scary thing. It's happening all over, and my childhood was not that long ago. Adolf Hitler was in power not that long ago. Have we learned nothing? I mean, this is scary.
Pastor Artur Pavlovsky, you're a brave person, and I want to thank you. This is an immediate warning of imminent danger for everybody in the West, for everybody that enjoys the illusion of freedom that we have. Thank you for your time, sir. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
As we come back in just a few minutes, we're going to talk about how to deal with the kidnappers that we've talked about. We're going to talk more about that indoctrination as they try to choke out every last remaining pro-conservative, pro-Trump, pro-freedom, liberty-embracing, God-fearing Christian American that's left here. And if they can't come after you or me or Alex Jones's of the world, then they're going to come after your kids because they know that they can. As we continue on BannedNest.tv, this is the...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Report at redvoicemedia.com live at 4 p.m. Eastern Time immediately following this. Constitutional crisis, indisputable evidence of widespread deep judicial corruption. My name is Stu Peters from Red Voice Media in here guest hosting the final hour of the Alex Jones Show at BanThis.tv. We talked with the pastor. Just an absolutely amazing story. And it's quite revealing. It's quite shaking, but not necessarily frightening. Not for me, because we've been here. We've been here on top of every tall building or mountain that we can climb on top of with the loudest bullhorns that we can try to grab. We've been warning about this. I know that you have too. And so what do we do if we're not going to stand for it? That seems to be the big question is, well, what do we do now? If you wouldn't stand for it in your house, if you wouldn't allow an intruder to come in without some sort of a reaction, if you wouldn't allow it in your church, when we talked to the pastor who didn't allow it for him, this health inspector accompanied by the brown shirts, because it's deeper. They're choking us out. And we're taking our last breaths. According to the pastor, this is it. It's here. If we don't take action right now, we're done. This is an emergency, folks. I'm not saying that for shock value. This is imminent danger. Right here in front of our face. The silencing has been done. The disarming is underway. The jailing is taking place. And we see these people locked up. Like Sean Witzman, the journalist that I was telling you about. I interviewed him on Patriotically Correct. He had to turn himself into the FBI. They called him in the morning. They said, you have till the end of the day to turn yourself in to the FBI. And we look at these people and we just pray, right? And we say, well, they'll have their day in court. And if they didn't do anything wrong, well, what do they have to worry about? But what if we don't have the courts? Another quiet executive action was taken by Adolf Biden today. I saw it here at redvoicemedia.com. He's created a Supreme Court commission to take a look at the way the high court operates. This includes considering the expansion of the size of the court, adding justices. Again, we have warned about this. This is why the new statehoods are being pushed. And folks, this is why they want our guns so bad. Because when we talk to somebody like Pastor Artur Pawlowski, and when we talk with one another, whether it's here at this platform or whether it's on the phone or via text or on the streets or whatever means that we have now, the communication superhighway is running rampant. We can talk to each other on Telegram and Signal all over the place. But when we talk with each other, and we always say, what do we always say? Well, when they come for the guns, that's it. Don't let me get involved, says the Vietnam War veteran that's sitting in his easy chair drinking his whiskey at the end of every night. When they come for the guns, that's it. That'll be the tipping point. Richard Leonard, my partner at work, we chased some of the most violent offenders together for over a decade. He is a brother to me. By the way, happy birthday, Richard. It was his birthday yesterday. He is a brother to me. And we have oftentimes predicted falsely or wrongly what the tipping point was actually going to be. When they make us mask for more than 15 days, that'll be it. Nobody's going to stand for that. When they tell us that we can't get together for the holidays, that'll be it. That's it. Nobody's going to stand for that. When they take our kids out of school, oh, yeah, you know, that'll be it. Oh, allow them to wait till they make our kids start wearing masks while they're exerting themselves playing sports. That'll be it. But it's never it. When they come for our guns, that's it. The United States represents 4.25% of the world population, 4.25% of the world population at about 331 million. I think it's 331,002,651 documented people. And I don't know why I remember that number, folks. It's a weird brain up here. If you could just be inside of this head for 30 minutes or 30 seconds, it would explode, I'm convinced. But in 2018, it was estimated that U.S. civilians alone account for 393 million of the worldwide total of civilian-held firearms, which is about 46%. So 4.25% of the world possesses nearly 50% of the guns. Now, that doesn't include, because that's from 2018, remember, that doesn't include the record-smashing number of new firearms obtained over the last year here in America. You see how many permits, there's stories all over the place, how many permits to carry were issued, how many background checks were done by the FBI for people that want to acquire a permit to purchase or a permit to carry. It's unprecedented. And I love it. I think it's great. Every single American who can legally or lawfully possess or carry a gun ought to be doing it. Because every single day we say to ourselves, well, I don't need a gun, or I'm unfamiliar with a gun, or I don't feel comfortable with a gun, and that's fine. But if you aren't familiar or comfortable with a gun, you ought to go get one and get to the range and start working with it until you are, because we all know that the only defense against a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun, and it's never going to happen to you until it does. I have been there. I have been to a fast food restaurant when I was taking my family to a hockey game, and I walked into the restroom while the rest of the family was going to order something. I had the guy come up behind me wielding the knife and tell me to give him everything. And I put my hands up like this and I said, okay. I said, you want everything. I got it. And my back is to him, right? Because I'm at the urinal. And he's behind me and he's got this knife out and I can see him because I'm looking. I'm turning back over my shoulder. I can see him there. Give me everything. I said, okay, I'm going to reach in really slow. I'm going to reach in really slow here. And I said, are you sure you want everything? And as I'm reaching, are you sure you want everything? And I spun around and I pointed a gun in his face. And I'm going to tell you something. That guy dropped that knife, ran out of a shoe, ran out of the restaurant. There happened to be a squad car there. They chased him. They arrested him. But if I had not had that gun, I'm a victim. And I'm just telling you to not die a worthless pile of crap that can't defend yourself or your family. Find some means of protection. The number is much higher now, and I don't have the raw data to give you about how many gun owners there are. But going back to my idea about the courts, we have to notice this. We have to pay attention because today, immediately following this broadcast, again, I'm dropping that expose. But the evidence being given to the court of public opinion might, although be it might force a constitutional crisis, that's not going to happen overnight. But if we don't have the courts, we have nothing. Family courts are corrupted, and we know that. We've seen children stripped away from their mothers over masking. Criminal courts are dismissing cases for rioting, anti-American insurgents, and violent domestic terrorists that participated in the destruction of entire cities all summer long while chasing down Trump-supporting grandmas that took a selfie at the Capitol on the 6th of January. So the kidnapping has taken place, and we can recognize that. We're going to get deeper into that and what this so-called Stockholm syndrome means. Because it can be a really dangerous thing, as Artur Pavlovsky pointed out to us, when people start to say, well, maybe if we could just, maybe this mask will just work. Maybe it's really not that big of a deal to just wear this mask for a little while. It's a minor setback. It's a minor inconvenience. Maybe the vaccination really isn't all that bad. We've mentioned the amount of guns here. We mentioned the hunt for those guns and how they'll do anything to incapacitate us. And they will. And I want you to think about something before we go. But first, up next is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. I want to ask him what's going on over there. Owen, what do you got on the War Room this afternoon, sir?
Well, we've got some just staggering numbers coming from the southern border. And when you look at it on a line graph, it's even more shocking. It shows you, I mean, it's like clown level. The graph, as soon as Biden gets in, just goes off the charts. I mean, it's literally off the charts. Here's just a brief preview if you want to see that. You can see here, literally right when Biden gets in, poof, it goes off the charts. So they said they were going to surge the border. They are. They get caught engaged in human smuggling, child trafficking. And now we have the lady that we filmed multiple times bringing children to the airport, bringing people to the airport from the Catholic centers. We've identified a tattoo on her leg that is a known MS-13 gang tattoo. So, somebody may be interested to look into that. This woman is driving children to and from the airport with an MS-13 gang tattoo on her calf. And every time cameras are around, seems to get nervous and wants the camera shut off. So that is going to be one of the major stories that we cover. Pretty big deal, though. Joe Biden yesterday said that America doesn't have a Bill of Rights. Did you notice that? No amendment to the Constitution is final. That's kind of a big thing for the president to say. We don't have a Bill of Rights.
All that, and now the new commission to talk about packing the courts. We've been warning about this, Owen. We've been telling everybody this is coming. It's going to happen. And my final thought on this, and maybe I'll get your opinion on this, the Stockholm syndrome is real. My final thought today was, I was just thinking about last night, as we're considering the millions of people that are just allowing this to happen to us, and maybe it's because they're uninformed or ignorant to the plan, but Stockholm syndrome is a psychological response that occurs when hostages or abuse victims bond with their captors or abusers, and I think a lot of people, Owen, are starting to do that. My warning is here, resist. And if you're here, you're part of the resistance. Have a great show, Owen. Thanks for joining me.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.